Welcome to Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid, a successful and sought-after life coach to leaders across this nation. Today's session will help you experience more productivity in your personal and professional relationships, develop key leadership skills, and increase your wealth and overall happiness. As Dr. Sid declares, prepare to turn the corner in your life because your best days are ahead. And now, Dr. Sid.
Greetings, wonderful people. Welcome to our second session as we talk about help me manage my stress. Now, the last time we left off with stress can be positive or negative. It can be positive or negative. We gave a negative example, or we gave you what causes it to be negative is when we do not allow it to be properly managed. When we allow it to control us, control our current actions. Let me say that again. When we allow stress and worry to control our current actions, and it controls it based upon something that has not happened or does not exist, but it's just a scenario that we made up in our mind because we didn't properly manage the mental tension, then it becomes bad. It becomes negative. Okay? But how is it that stress can be positive? Stress can be positive because it can inspire you to maybe, let's say, you have a goal, you have a plan, and you put stress, or you allow the stressors, the mental tension, to push you toward meeting that goal, okay? It can cause you to do that, or, negatively speaking, it can cause you just to lay up, not sleep, not rest, and you are now waking up in a bad mood, or you're waking up sleep deprived because of the mental tension that was in your life. Okay? So we want to make sure that we identify those stressors. We identify those things. And I want to help you as we continue with our coaching conversation. I'm going to help you deal with stress. I mean, that's what we're talking about, right? We're talking about help me manage stress. And so we're going to help you do that. So thank you for reaching out to me, by the way. I don't want to be rude. I just jumped right into our conversation. But there, many of you, you've texted Dr. Sid to the number 94000. And when you did that, you saw we were able to have a coaching conversation. You were able to type in what you wanted, and I was able to respond. So thank you for reaching out to me. And for those of you who have subscribed, oh, that means so much. Thank you for doing that, because we are preparing for a master class when it comes to leadership, when it comes to relationship. And I want you to be part of it. Don't want you to miss it. So thank you for subscribing to my podcast and our social media platform so you can know more about it, okay? So I want to help you manage stress. Now, I'm speaking slowly because that's a technique that you can use to manage stress. Okay, we'll get back to it, but I wanted to use it, and I wanted you to see the example before I tell you about it. All right, so what are some symptoms of stress and anxiety? Okay, what are some symptoms of stress and anxiety? Okay, here's one: excessive worry. Now, remember, I shared with you earlier, just worrying, period, is not a sin. Excessive worrying, for those of you of the Christian faith, that's what the Bible calls a sin. Because when you are creating scenarios that don't exist, or when you are putting faith and trust in something that is opposite of what God has said about your life, then we're getting into dangerous territory. Okay? So we want to make sure we manage that worrying. Now I'm talking to some sweet, dear, beautiful mother who says, Dr. Sid, you just don't understand. I just worry about my children. I worry about my family. I worry about my life. I worry about how pretty I am, how successful I am. I worry about my health. I just worry, worry, worry. Well, we're going to get into some managing techniques, but let me just speak to you and say this. The most important step you can ever take is your next step. If you focus on what's next and what's now, then tomorrow it's going to take care of itself. So I want you, I'm talking to those mothers and whoever, those fathers or whomever, I want you to pay close attention to what we're sharing with you, because we don't want you to have the negative aspects of stress. We don't want it to affect your body in such a negative way. Hypertension. Some people are dealing with hypertension. They're having panic attacks because they are allowing excessive worry to overcome them. They are allowing situations, again, that don't exist. Think about it. The thing that you're worrying about, oh, I just don't want nothing bad to happen to my children. Question, is anything bad happening right now? If the answer is no, then why are you allowing the thought of it to control you? We have a tendency, and I know it's a little bit of self-preservation, but we have a tendency to go to the worst possible outcome we can imagine. And we try to live there, thinking that we are preparing ourselves or prepping for doomsday or prepping for the rainy day. But here's the question. Who says that that particular outcome has to come or manifest for you? Here's the danger of it. If you continuously put faith in the worst possible outcome, guess what you are going to manifest? Yeah, the worst possible outcome. And we'll say, well, you know, Dr. Sid, it was inevitable. It was bound to happen. No. It wasn't bound to happen. You made it happen. And you made it happen by excessively worrying. See, listen, some of y'all need to go ahead and text me. Text Dr. Sid to 94000. So we can have another conversation. Or you need to watch New Growth in Christ. That's our chief sponsor. Go to newgrowthinchrist.com. Watch us, because I give the spiritual side as well as the natural side. Right now, I'm giving you natural and practical, infused, of course, with a spiritual foundation. But at New Growth in Christ, I'm Bishop, and I'm sharing things with you, principles, laws that are irrefutable. They will work. And I'm going to listen. This works. If you put faith in something and you keep believing it, it will happen. Now, that's positive and that's negative. It will happen. Even Job, oh Lord, I didn't switch hats on you. Even Job said, the thing that I greatly feared has now come upon me. And that's the only reason why the enemy had an opportunity to touch Job's life, because Job was sacrificing, and yes, he was worshiping and he was doing all of that, But the basis of him doing that was fear. He was afraid that if he didn't do it, something bad was going to happen. Listen, we've got to check our motives. Why are you loving the person the way in which you're doing it? Are you doing it out of excessive worry? Mothers, are you just hugging on your children and just kissing all on them and being so affectionate because you just over, I never know when I'm going to see you again. We got to watch that. Watch that. Fathers, are you doing things out of fear, motivated out of outcomes that don't exist? Well, I don't want nothing to happen. So I got this and I got that and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. Yeah, listen, it's one thing to be prepared, but it's another thing to act as if the worst possible outcome is your reality. Now, y'all forgive me, but my coaching is a little different. I'll start coaching and I got a lot of information to give you. But if I get to a place where I sense that I need to stay right there, then that's what I'm going to do. In this session, I believe I need to stay right here just for a little while. Because I'm trying to help some of you realize that your reason for doing things should not be based upon worry, fear, or unmanaged stress. Mm-hmm. So, re-examine certain things. Re-examine certain relationships you're holding on to. Even though those relationships aren't good for you, re-examine. Why am I still with this person when I know that there's something better for me? Maybe you are displaying the effects of stress that's not managed. And so therefore, from a motive standpoint, from a fear standpoint, you're holding on to something you know you're to let go. That's good. Ooh, that's good. I want that to sink in a little bit. Excessive worry. Don't allow stress or worry. See, this is how you know it's not managed. Don't allow it to dictate your actions and your movements or even your conversations. There are sometimes you need to speak up. But you don't do it because you're stressed, you're worried, or you're suffering from some type of anxiety. See, we got to deal with it. We've got to properly manage it so we can be free. I'm pausing because at this moment, I just really feel led to pray. Yes, I believe in the power of prayer to pray for those of you who are dealing with this. So I'm praying that you will experience illumination, identification, inspiration, as well as impartation. And you will finally be free to be everything you were created to be. And not struggle with stress, worry, anxiety, or fear anymore. Amen and amen and amen. Listen, I love you. Looking forward to meeting you around the corner in our third coaching conversation as we continue to talk about help me manage stress. So until then, this is your favorite executive coach, Dr. Sid, reminding you that your best and blessed days are straight ahead because you're turning the corner in your life. God bless.
Thank you for joining Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid. Dr. Sid successfully coaches leaders from all arenas, spiritual, business, political, as well as sports and entertainment. Through Dr. Sid's coaching, these individuals have reached their goal of living a balanced and prosperous life. This session has been brought to you by the friends and supporters of Life Coach Corner. For more information or for personal life coaching sessions with Dr. Sid, please visit our website at AskDrSid.com, or you may reach us at 901-624-2424. Remember, your best days are ahead as you turn the corner in your life.